that you would expect from a Martha Stewart radio station. So check out the schedule at MarthaStewart.com/radio. And we welcome to the show right now Caroline Lazowski. She is America's Healthy Home Expert and President of My Healthy Home in New Jersey. Hi, Caroline. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Emily. How are you?
I'm doing great. The big question is my home doing great? How do we figure out whether or not we've got a healthy home?
I guess this is your opportunity to ask me some questions. I can tell you. Get some free advice.
Okay. Well, you're what's called a certified indoor environmentalist. What is that?
Well, there's different certifications that you can get. One of my certifications, which is my CIE, focuses on indoor air quality and sort of helping people organic chemicals or you name it, paints, and helping people use cleaning products that are natural and testing air. That's what that certification sort of allows me to do.
Okay, so let's break it down. I'm a very good housekeeper. I'm listening to the show right now, and I know that my place is spotless. Does this mean automatically equate with being a healthy home in your estimation?
Well, that's why it's interesting is a lot of my clients come to me and they say, well, I keep my home clean, but I have headaches, or I have sinus issues, or I have fibromyalgia. And they say, I think my home is clean, but my job is to gauge what really is clean as far as a healthy perspective. So that's why we've designed a lot of great testing methods to be able to really test somebody's home to say, okay, well, your home is falling into the guidelines that we need it to be in. So they may think they're dusting, but they really, their dust mites are out of control, or they may not smell mold in their basement. There's a terminology we call olfactory fatigue, and that sort of means that if you're in an environment all the time, you can't smell fragrances anymore. You can't smell mold anymore. Your body sort of becomes immune to it.
And you know, it's funny you should say that, because I know we've all had this experience that you go into somebody else's house and it's got its, you know, those old commercials, halitosis kind of thing, but not necessarily, it doesn't necessarily have to be a bad smell,
yeah.
But there's the way that person's house smells. And I bet ours smells that way to somebody else, but we don't smell it anymore.
Exactly. And everybody's house, whether you use air fresheners, or you have your Christmas tree up, or you've got pets, or cat litter, or, you know, people have these things, and then you become immune to it, and you can no longer smell it. And those can be things that may or may not be making you unhealthy. So you're absolutely right. And that's why it's sort of important when someone comes into your house, if they say they do smell something, you should take it seriously. For example, if it's a mold smell, or if it smells something that smells like a chemical or paint, because you can't smell it any longer.
Do you have questions for Caroline? Give us a call now at 1-866-675-6675. Do you suspect that maybe your home may not be as healthy as what you would like? Do you think it might have a mold problem? Have you ever had a mold problem? We really would like to hear your story. 1-866-675-6675. Okay, so Caroline, I think that I may have a problem. I'm not sure. What should I do first?
Well, I mean, let's talk about, too, there's a bunch of things now with the holidays that really are making these indoor air quality issues more prevalent. And one of the things is that we're bringing a lot of fragrance and scents and things like that into the home.
And that's not a good thing?
Well, it can be. If you want to keep things in moderation. I'm a very big proponent of you don't want anything too over the edge. So now with the holidays, we're bringing Christmas trees in, we're bringing garland in, we're bringing candles in, we're bringing air fresheners in, all kinds of scents. And what people have to realize, which is very important, is just because something is natural, like a Christmas tree or garland or citrus smells, those things also put off chemicals just like air fresheners do and candles do. People don't realize that just because something is natural doesn't necessarily mean that it's okay. When we look at homes, we want to see that these chemical levels, or what we call volatile organic chemicals, and I'll use that word a lot, these are the chemicals that come off different items such as
VOCs, right?
VOCs.
Uh-huh.
And they come off furniture, they come off air fresheners, they come off carpeting, they come off like I said, the garland and the tree. We want to keep those in moderation, because when we don't, we start to see people who get malaise. You get eye and ear and nose respiratory irritation.
Hmm.
You get headaches. You get nausea. And a lot of people say during this time of year, we go to the mall, right? And everyone says, oh, I got a headache. I came back from the mall. My head hurts. I feel nauseous. I need to lie down. It's because you're just being bombarded with all of these chemicals And that's your body's way of compensating.
Wow.
So the real important thing, especially for the holidays, which I like to talk about, is the Christmas tree, and people have been talking about it a lot. It's really important if you get a live Christmas tree that you really want to take it down within a reasonable amount of time.
Which is what?
Well, we know that between 3 to 5 days, we start to see spore ranges between 500 to 700 spores, okay? And that's sort of my scientific jargon.
Yeah.
But by 14 days, we see mold spores that rocket up to 5,000 spores. Per cubic meter. So just understand between 500 to 700 and then up to 5,000. So the longer that tree stays up, the more mold spores you are putting into your environment.
So even if you change the water under the tree, that doesn't matter. You're just saying if you have a cut tree in your house, that you are contributing to mold counts, and which can aggravate asthma, contribute to sinus infections and the like?
Absolutely, because the dead tree starts to decay, and when it starts to decay, that's when we start to see those high mold levels, and you're absolutely right. That's what mold does. It gives us all those lovely conditions that you just talked about.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
So if you have mold in your house already, which some people have moldy basements and they don't know it, and then they bring the Christmas tree in, then you start to see all that sneezy, runny noses, watery eyes, all that great stuff. So it's really important. Now people leave their tree up. They'll say, oh, well, I'll leave it up till New Year's, and then that New Year's comes, right? And then you leave it up till 2 weeks after.
Valentine's Day.
Really important to remember, if you have a live tree, to really take it down within a reasonable amount of time.
Which, again, I'm going to paint you into a corner.
By day 14, that tree should be down.
And I'm doing the math right now to try to remember when I put up my tree, and if it's more than 14 days, I think it is. That's very interesting. I had no idea.
People, I'm a culprit of it, too. This year, I waited a long, long time before I put up my tree, and then another thing you can do, too, is before you bring the tree in, we rinsed it off this year, which was a new thing for us too, is that we rinse the tree off, and that basically gets rid of all the pollen. I mean, you get a lot of things in your trees when you pick them up from any kind of landscape place. They can have pesticide, they can have mold, they can have pollen. So rinse the tree off, let it dry off really well, then bring it in, try to keep it within the 14-day period, and then take it down.
Okay, well, we have callers. Irene from New Jersey. Hi, welcome to Living Today. You have a question about air fresheners.
Yeah, I have a comment on air.
Okay.
I had an experience just recently where I bought one of the most popular ones that you plug in, that have the little fans on them that make the house really smell nice. And we have an artificial tree, so my husband said, well, let's get something like that to give it a little smell. Wow, did that thing drive me crazy. I was coughing, I was sneezing. Finally, now that I have allergies, I even had went to the allergist for some testing. He said, no, nothing, is going on. I dialed it down to these air fresheners. It drove me crazy. I took it out within a couple, about a week, I was straightened out and fine.
Okay, what should you say? What can we say to Irene? We only have a few minutes left, Irene, so I want to get your answer in here. Go ahead, Caroline.
Well, just so she knows, according to the FDA, where we base a lot of our information, fragrance allergies, which is what she's talking about, actually cause 30% of all allergic reactions. So, and the most common ingredient is what we call toluene. But when you look at the word fragrance, like on anything, so if you pick up a package that says fragrance, there can be as many as 600 different chemicals in that word fragrance. So there are so many things that are put into those that we just have no idea. And it's not only synthetic fragrances that give off those volatile organics that can make you sick, like in her situation, but remember, it's also the natural things, too. So, it's very common, and the more you can reduce those fragrances in your environment, the better.
Thanks so much for calling, Irene. And let's try to squeeze in Sheila from Chicago. Hi, you have a question about humidifiers.
Yeah, are you talking about mold and spores and things like that? And I use a humidifier in the summer and wintertime, and I'm wondering if that's a good thing or a bad thing to choose.
Okay.
Caroline?
Yeah, humidifiers are great because they can help a lot with that dryness. But the problem that we have with them as indoor air quality professionals is that if the humidifier is not kept clean, it will grow mold and fungus. So So it's really important. What I recommend is, I'm not a big proponent of the humidifiers, but the ones that I do recommend have the UV light on them. The UV light will help to keep the unit a lot cleaner. I recommend putting humidity back into the air naturally. You can do that through plants. Plants automatically put the right percentage of humidity back in. So you can add plants to your environment in the winter. That will help. Also, if you want to boil a pot of water, that will steam up the house and also add humidity in a more natural environment. So those are better. If you're going to use a humidifier, then I suggest you either check with someone like myself or you check with your HVAC contractor, whoever you use for your heating, ventilation, air conditioning, to make sure you're not putting too much in and that your mold counts aren't getting too high.
Okay, Sheila?
Okay, thanks.
Thank you so much for calling. And just want to quickly ask you, Caroline, in terms of the air fresheners, if we do really want to use an air freshener, what, just put like some lavender in the house real quick? What can we do?
The same thing. With the natural scents, you know, you also have VOCs. So what I like, obviously, I would tend more towards, if you're going to put scents in, try to tend more towards natural scents. There's some great natural sprays out now that actually work with cashew nut oil.
Ooh.
And when you spray them, the cashew nut oil also works to capture the stinky molecules and the synthetic things that might be in the air, which is kind of nice. So
Okay. They
come in unscented, and they also come in things like heather and citrus ginger and apple spice.
Oh, sounds terrific, Caroline. Thanks so much for being my guest today. Caroline Lazovsky is America's Healthy Home Expert. Her website is myhealthyhome.info. Thanks so much for being on Living Today.
Bye-bye.
And stay tuned, because we're going to be taking your pet questions. Mark Marone, the resident pet keeper, will be here, and we want to hear from you. Stick around.
Hi, I'm Suzanne Cantor with a technology tip. Don't let lost luggage ruin your vacation before you even step off the plane. 3.5 million bags went missing this year due to handling errors. Bags Reunited and GlobalBagTag.com let you register your bags and itinerary in their database before you leave for your trip. If any of your luggage goes astray, these services will alert you as soon as your bags have been found. We're living well with technology on Red Stewart Living Radio, Sirius 112.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide tax relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest, and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free, confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-985-1285. That's 800-985-1285.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that increases mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. But you can remove these dangers with a Humidex ventilation unit. Here's what one homeowner wrote.
We had a dehumidifier in our basement, but it never got rid of the dampness and musty odors. Whenever my children went downstairs to play, their asthma always got worse. We had a Humidex installed, and I can't believe the results. Within a few days, the odors were gone, and the kids were feeling much better.
With Humidex, there's no maintenance, no buckets to empty, no filters. For just pennies a day, Humidex provides moisture control and fresher, healthier air. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call now for a free Humidex brochure. Here's the number. Call 1-800-345-7614. That's 1-800-345-7614. Or log on to lowerhumidity.com. That's lowerhumidity.com.
Hello, I'm Barbara Walters, and I would like to wish you and your family a very happy and healthy holiday.
This is Living Today on Martha Stewart Living Radio, Sirius 112, where you can learn something new every day.
As
Thanks so much for listening to Living Today here on Martha Stewart Living Radio, Sirius 112. I'm Emily Hoffman, sitting in for Carrie Nolan, and joining me this hour is one of our resident pet experts, Mark Marone. He's the host of Ask Mark the Pet Keeper, and that airs tonight on Martha Stewart Living Radio at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, and we are taking your calls at 1-866-675-6675. Do you have a question about your pet? Now's the time to call 1-866-675-6675. How you doing, Mark?
Greetings, Emily.
What's going on with you in the holidays? Do you have any special plans or anything really super that you've done with all of those, that menagerie that